Now, Burgess, the next important character of the play. Candida is one of the pleasant plays of Shaw. It is also one of his most popular works. The obvious theme of the play is an original presentation of the Eternal Triangle, Candida, Moral, and Marchbanks, serve the purpose of illustrating the dramatist's view that even a still situation like this can be handled with novelty and intelligence into this play. However, Shaw has introduced a character who has no relevance whatsoever to the triangle. This character is Burgess, whose introduction into the play is meant to give the clergyman Morel a chance to air his socialist views. Burgess is the father of Candida. His work is to exploit the poor laborers of London and to make money. He takes contrast, offering the lowest tender and makes a clean profit out of the transactions. His tender for the contract to supply clothing to the workhouse has no shamefully low that Morel had to interfere and make the guardians to turn it down. He knew that the wages that Burgess offered to the women who made the clothing would have driven them to the street to keep body and soul together. Morel is most vehement in his attack on Burgess. In his righteous indignation, he uses a language which Burgess declares unbecoming of a clergyman. Yet Burgess himself is most unashamed about his dealing. He does not believe that he is doing anything wrong and attributes his commercial prosperity to his ability, industry, shrewdness, and experience. In fact, all the wrath of James is lost on him. His abuses fall on thick skin. He likes Morel's frankness and is very pleased when the clergyman declares, "Good mate, you what I call a scoundrel, as he made me what you call a fool." This puts him at ease, and there is a better understanding between the two men than before. Bernard Shaw, with his unique ability to see the other man's point of view, has given Burgess the opportunity to justify himself. His philosophy is that raising the wages leads only to drink and dissipation in working men. He tells Morel, "You never think of the harm you do putting money into the pockets of working men that they do know. Oh, to spend and taken it from people that must be making a good house on it." Burgess is a vulgar cockney. There is nothing of a inspiring or is respectable about him. He is a man of 60, coarse and solid. Shaw described him as a vulgar, ignorant, guzzling man, offensive and contemptuous to people, whose labor is cheap, respectful to wealth and rank, and quite sincere and without rancor or envy in both attitudes. With his square face, snotty nose, and dust-colored beard, he is a striking figure. He belongs to that rascally cockney company which includes Snobby Price, Major Barbara, and Alfred Doolittle. He is a big snob. His attitude to Marchbanks is one of cringing respect because he is an early navvy. He is tickled when Marchbanks does not follow much of his cockney talk. He cannot understand Marchbanks' peculiar reactions of Candida's mention of the scrubbing brush. The poet's exclamation, "Horror, horror," is misunderstood by Burgess. He thinks that the young man has got the disease that excessive drinking induces. Candida enlightens him by pointing out that Eugene is suffering only from poetic horror. This man, with his hopelessly cockney accent and vocabulary and is his vulgar ways, has the audacity to tell Candida not to be vulgar just because she told the young poet that her feet would not look pretty on the streets without shoes. Like Doolittle, Burgess is a philosopher. His views on religion are interesting. He thinks that all that Morel preaches is nonsense. A clergyman, he exclaims to Morel, is privileged to be bit of a fool. You know, it is only becoming in his profession that he should. He cannot share Morel's enthusiasm for establishing the kingdom of heaven here on earth. When Morel lends his handkerchief to Lexi because there is a Cool, win. Burgess expresses his disapproval, spoiling your chorettes. As usual, James. Much of the comedy in the play is provided by Burgess and Proserpine. Moral secretary has scant respect for her employer's father-in-law and does not hesitate to call him silly old fat head. His huffiness and cutting remarks made to Prosy provide ample laughter on the stage. One of the mysteries in the play is that a man like Burgess should be the father of a highly refined, intelligent woman like Candida. As A. Seward points out, educated daughters to have illiterate fathers, but Shaw does not make this particular instance credible. Candida, in fact, shows an awareness of her father's inadequacy. She tells Marchbanks, "If you had laughed at my father, I should not have minded. But I like you never so much better for being nice to him." Burgess thus serves as an important function in the comedy Candida. It is in him that Savian cloning and humor find expression. He is also the target of moral socialistic ideas. Above all, he is dramatically the most satisfactory character in the play, except that it is impossible to believe him as Candida's father. Thank you.